Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2306, How to Motivate Yourself to Exercise, by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, "There are some things you learn best in calm, and some in storm." Willa Cather. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Motivate Yourself to Exercise, by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. What makes exercise habits stick? Since I've started running the Tone Every Zone challenge, I have a survey that participants fill out at the end to give feedback. Interestingly, what almost every single person has said across the board is that the program motivated them to jumpstart their exercise and get really, really consistent with their fitness habits. Considering that exercise can feel like a chore for many, I've been intrigued by this aspect of participants' feedback. So, what creates motivation? What makes exercise habits stick? What makes it approachable, fun, and yes, easy? I've broken it down into five components that you can apply to your workouts right now to make them easier to include in your everyday life. Motivation tip one, make home workouts possible. If you have a gym membership like I do, I'm not saying that you should work out at home exclusively, but you should make it at least possible that you could work out at home. When the Tone Every Zone challenge starts, participants have a week to gather the equipment for the workouts. I provide Amazon links and specific weight recommendations, and then all of the workouts can be done either at the gym or at home. As BJ Fogg, Stanford habits researcher and founder of Tiny Habits, says, quote, "Too often behavior change programs match people with a behavior they don't want to do, for example, you should eat kale. That approach doesn't work. Or people are matched with a behavior they cannot do, like, hey, walk at work an hour each day. That doesn't work either. In our research so far, we have found the best matches are always behaviors that the person, one, wants to do, and two, can do. Both matter." End quote. In other words, it's very important that you can follow through on your intentions. If you've got a busy lifestyle, restricting your workouts to the gym may be unrealistic. It may make it too difficult to follow through consistently, especially if you don't like the gym, as BJ Fogg would point out. Motivation tip two, lower the bar. As one of my program participants said this month about what she'd learned, "I don't need to work out in a gym for over an hour to get an exercise and feel great about my day." While relaxed, 60-minute workout sessions can be fun if you enjoy exercise, that time frame may be too rigorous for the average workday, resulting in lots of missed workouts. By shortening the timeline down to 20 minutes a day, many of the Tone Every Zone participants found that they could exercise far more frequently and consistently. Relax your standards for what you consider to be a quote-unquote workout, and you'll find that you can get in a lot more volume over the course of a week. These small workouts do add up. One of my most successful remote coaching clients at the moment does 4 strength training sessions per week only lasting about 30 to 45 minutes, but she also has an elliptical at home and she hops on as often as she can. Sometimes, these elliptical sessions are as short as 15 minutes, but by leveraging these tiny little exercise opportunities, she's adding up hundreds of minutes per week total. Motivation tip 3, make when-then rules. My most successful participants in the Tone Every Zone Challenge have what I call when-then rules. A when-then rule can sound like this. I just decided that when I get home from work, as soon as I enter the door, move the coffee table to the side and start the workout right away. This is a rule from Amy, the winner of the Tone Every Zone Challenge. When Amy gets home from work, then she pushes her coffee table to the side to clear the living room floor, and then she works out. Another example of a when-then rule sounds like this. My routine is to work out every morning before I go to work. That doesn't change when I travel on the road, unless I have to have a super early flight or drive. This is from Kate, who completed the Tone Every Zone Challenge last month. In other words, when Kate wakes up in the morning, she exercises. James Clear, author of Atomic Habits, would call this habit stacking. Quote, when it comes to building new habits, you can use the connectedness of behavior to your advantage. One of the best ways to build a new habit is to identify a current habit you already do each day, and then stack your new behavior on top. This is called habit stacking. The reason habit stacking works so well is that your current habits are already built into your brain. You have patterns and behaviors that have been strengthened over years. By linking your new habits to a cycle that's already built into your brain, you make it more likely that you'll stick to the new behavior. End quote. By creating when-then rules, you ensure that you're hooking exercise to an already established habit. This makes it easier to follow through. Motivation tip 4, keep environments reasonably consistent. In other words, try to perform your exercise habits in a similar environment each time. This is where I see apps like ClassPass interfering with habit formation. By rewarding class hopping and preventing studio loyalty, users don't have a chance to create a genuine routine. Whether you choose to work out at home, in the gym, on the track, or on the trail, it simply makes sense to be consistent and repetitive so that your environment helps to elicit behaviors from you. Philippa Lally, a habit and weight control researcher in the UK, ran a study that focused on habit formation. Regarding environment, she says, quote, to create a habit, you need to repeat the behavior in the same situation. It's important that something about the setting where you perform the behavior is consistent so that it can cue the behavior. If you choose a context cue, for example, after lunch, we don't think that it matters if you eat lunch at different times in the day. End quote. Motivation tip 5, refresh your focus every month. As the researcher from tip 4, Philippa Lally, also points out, quote, it can take much longer than many people think to form a habit, and it is important to persevere. Over time, it will start to happen more easily and require less effort. End quote. In other words, exercise habits can take time to solidify and begin to feel extremely rewarding and enjoyable. This important study revealed that it could take between 18 and 254 days to solidify a habit. The average length of time was about 66 days. This means that it could take more than 2 months to become comfortable with an exercise habit. The problem is, many people throw in the towel during the critical window after novelty rubs off, but before exercise becomes more automatic, easy, and self-propagating. I have found that this often happens after about 4 weeks. From my perspective, I can see how if someone had pushed through just a little longer, it would have clicked. The practical implication that I have observed from the Tone Every Zone Challenge is that it is important to break down bigger goals into short-term milestones that can be accomplished within 21 to 28 days. If you do this over and over, you're ensuring that you get past that 66-day hump with a new mini goal every few weeks or every month. The Tone Every Zone Challenge, where each cycle is only 28 days, allows participants to make progress within that time frame and then switch up the workouts for a new cycle. The novelty introduces interest and variety, but keeps you moving forward to making exercise an automatic and easy part of your lifestyle. From my own training lifestyle, I find it interesting and fun to sign up for various races and to compete with myself for faster paces each time. Because the training cycles are relatively short, usually only 1 to 2 months, I experience powerful motivation to train. You just listened to the post titled, How to Motivate Yourself to Exercise by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. There were so many great tips from today's author, Rachel. It was hard for me to decide on what to discuss. I wondered whether I should just make my commentary a slow clap and then close out this episode. Well, here's what I'll do. I'll focus on the tip that I love the most, making the healthy choice the easy choice. So when Rachel shared about habit stacking, where you incorporate a new habit along with the one you already have, that's the perfect place to make the healthy choice the easy choice. This is because an already established habit serves as a trigger to the new behavior. If watching TV in the evening is a habit, then make walking in place during television ads the new or stacked habit. See? Good health doesn't have to be complicated. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And of course, I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.